Well, everybody, now I know that they can hear me. Now I'm telling you, just crapola with technical stuff. I am telling you, it's a trip. Some of this stuff is a real trip sometimes, just the way it goes. Anyway, this is Maggie Rod. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. And even though you had 10 minutes of silence, it was still Maggie Rod. You just weren't hearing a damn word that I was trying to say. But I'm glad we got it figured out now, and I am going to add my guest into the mix here, and hopefully he can hear me. When we get him in, Vinny Eastwood, if he answers, we'll get him in here before we hit this break. Vinny Eastwood, can you hear me? Earth to Vinny Eastwood.
Yeah.
Oh, I am ecstatic. I'm telling you, you know, you just can't make this crap up sometimes, can you?
Well, you sometimes wish you could.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've got a real vivid imagination, let me tell you that much. But I do hear the
cue. It's a vivid, clean imagination and not a vividly dirty one.
Yeah, right. Listen, I got you on with me just in time to hit the break, even though we've had about 10 minutes of silence thus far.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
We just arrived and we'll soon be back.
Oh, I'm telling you. It is what it is. We're back at 3. Don't go.
Hit it. How? How you feel?
Back here, kiddo.
You feel good? Play so much bone, brother. How you feel, man? I saw your name. I don't want people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, yeah. You're getting down.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Rodden. And, oh, I just got to laugh to myself. You know, you spend... I am telling you, there are some kind of, I think this software crap is alive. I've really come to that conclusion. I think there's like some little creatures that live inside your computer and just screw with settings at the most inopportune time just to screw with you, throw a little monkey wrench in the mix, that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Anyway, let me try reintroducing my guest. Vinny Eastwood, another radio show host, hails from the land down under, well, next to the land down under. And when's your radio show on, Vinny, and where can they hear you?
My radio show is on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 5 till 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you're stuck in traffic in Texas, you can plug in your iPhone to your USB thing and download the app from AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Also, that's, I think, 6 till 8 p.m. Eastern and 3 till 5 Pacific. And here in New Zealand, the average time is around 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the moment. Live for New Zealand is Tuesday through Saturday. Not Monday through Friday, because we are actually way, way ahead of the curve over here. We broadcast live from the frickin' future.
You're from the future. Yes, you are, because you're ahead of me down there.
Exactly. We're just gearing up for the weekend right now, and you're still stuck on Thursday.
It does suck sometimes, I'm telling you. And you know what? The future ain't looking too bright. Whether you're ahead a day in it or not, it's not looking too bright, is it, Vinny?
Well, I liked it how you said you were going to reintroduce me, kind of like an endangered species.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you are, kid, in more ways than one.
Well, you know, in many ways, just humanity in general is an endangered species. Like, I'm from New Zealand. For those of you who are geographically unaware, and every single American says Australia instead of New Zealand, okay? Well, technically you're correct, you know. Technically you're correct. You know why?
Nearby Australia.
Nearby Australia. But it's not Australia, the same way that Hawaii is not the continental U.S.,
I know that. And I didn't say that you were there anyway. I made it very clear. I understood the difference.
I wasn't talking about you.
I know.
I was talking about other people.
I know the difference between an apple and an orange.
Oh, good. That's good to know.
Now, listen, I wanted to, before we get started here today, now there's some criteria I have to set forth, Vinny, because it's come down, and I saw it actually. Do you know who, do you ever follow any of the little short, like 3-4 minute videos that Ramsey Paul does. Have you ever come across his commentary on the cultural Marxist by any chance yet in your travels? Well, he's a real funny guy here in the U.S., and I'll send you a link. Ram, R-A-M-Z, the letter Z, Paul, is what he goes by, and he's got a YouTube channel and that. Anyway, he was talking about the latest. Now, this is – it's official because it's come out now. There are symbols, hate symbols that we need to be cognizant of. Now, if I wasn't 55 years old and I was that number that's between 17 and 19, Vinny, that number is a hate – it's a hate symbol now. Did you know that?
What, number 18 is the hate symbol?
18, yes, it is. The Anti-Defamation League. It's official. 18 is one of them. There are numerous numbers now one could have that are hate symbols as far as the ADL is concerned. And you want to know how they derived at 18 as a hate symbol? Well, the number 1 corresponds to the letter A, and the number 8 corresponds to the letter H. So 18 is for Adolf Hitler, they say. Do you know that, Vince? I'm telling you, God. Those numbers are evil, aren't they? They're evil numbers. I think we should just eliminate numbers. Let's not have numbers at all anymore. Let's get rid of them. Cause, listen,
we
now.
We should outlaw math, and also 3 sixes are 18. 666.
Yes, they are. And you know what? You just hit the lucky number. That's another number that's a hate number as well. So is the number 311. Now,
and 322, the skull and bones number.
Yeah, 100%. Now, that used to be a good thing to get on a test. It isn't anymore. It's a hate. It's a hate symbol now.
Well, in fact, getting high grades in a test is kind of degrading now, don't you think?
Yeah, you're striving for too much, and you're trying to act too white if you do something like that. You can't do that.
Well, some people aren't encouraged to think at university or any education system, really, because people who can think are real hard to control. And they tell you they're trying to teach you critical thinking, but they're actually trying to teach you how to be critical of people who can think so that you won't listen to them.
Yeah. Oh, ain't that the truth? I'm telling you, you can't make this up. You can't make this crap up. These people, it's like, let's see, 7 + 2 = 9, + 2 = 11. 11 × 3 = 33. 33, let's see. If we double the 3, that's 6. And then if we add another 3, we have 666. Oh, my God, that calculation just added to 666. It's a hate symbol.
Have you ever noticed, like, the number 33 and 420 and 911 and all that kind of stuff when you're walking around? Like, when I wake up around 9 o'clock in the morning, I usually tend to wake up or get out of bed at about 9:11. Or the other night, I was finishing processing a video on my way to home. I was going to upload it the next morning or whatever, and I was just going to go to bed and just wanted to check it just last time, you know, how many minutes has it got left to process? 33 minutes. And I was like, okay. Okay. That could be coincidence. And I was walking past the washing machine, and you know how the washing machines now, they got their little digital counters of how many minutes left they got until their washing load cycle? So I walked through the kitchen, through the wash house, looked at the washing machine. How many minutes has it got left till it's finished? 33.
Oh, and then I get in.
And then I got a clock radio next to my bed. I get into bed, and then I look beside me. What time is it? 11:33.
Oh, I'm telling you. And then when you have 33/6, now you've got to be aware of that one. That's a big one on the list here that the ADL, is the ADL busy down in your neck of the woods too? Because they're really going gangbusters up here in the USA, claiming all kinds of stuff is just hate. Them in the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're busy boys. They really are. Busy, busy little beavers gnawing away at that hate.
Well, our Prime Minister, Mr. John Key, used to work for the Federal Reserve in New York as head of European bond and derivatives trade, is actually the head of the New Zealand Zionist Society, and he's also the head of Freemasons New Zealand
and he's the prime minister of the country, which has near dictatorial power here.
the prime minister, huh?
Yeah. And his coalition partner, Mr. John Banks, is a 33rd degree Freemason, and John Key's a 32nd. And the Beehive is our Parliament building. It's basically like the ideal Masonic society as they see it. You know, the Beehive with the Queen on top and all the workers and drones. And right next door to Parliament is Old Parliament House, which is now, instead of being the place where the government works and everything like that, has been converted into the country's largest Masonic lodge. Mm-hmm. And it's on Parliament ground. It's the only other building that's on there. There's Parliament and then the country's largest Masonic lodge right beside each other. And the Parliament is a Masonic symbol, and the Prime Minister is a Freemason, and his main coalition partner is a Freemason as well. There's nothing going on here, folks. No, it's just pure coincidence, I assure you.
Nothing to see, just keep on stepping. And on that note, we're going to step into a break. 3 minutes, we'll be back. Vinny Eastwood is on with me for the first hour of the show. This afternoon, this is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rod. Don't change that dial. There's a lot more hate to come, so stay tuned. Hey, everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rodden, and I am joined this afternoon by Vinny Eastwood, and he is a fellow radio host here on Alternative Radio, and he hails from New Zealand, which is not the land down under. It's next to it, nearby it, same neck of the woods. His website's thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, gorillamedia.co.nz, and you can hear him on American Freedom Radio, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Time. For those of you who are interested in tuning in, it does a great show. I don't know, as I was saying when we were on break, Vinny, I don't know how I stumbled upon you, but, you know, I'm glad I did, and I like to listen to you chuckle. I listen to your show periodically. I like to listen to you laugh because you got to laugh at these SOBs. Otherwise, you'd go mad, wouldn't you?
Well, I think the point is you have to make fun where you can, particularly of people that are walking around in clown outfits, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. They may not know they're clowns, but they are clowns indeed.
Well, and they don't know they're slaves, but they're slaves indeed. Here's how you know. You got a dress shirt on. Okay, I can demonstrate this, okay? if you're wearing a collar, okay, you know, whereabouts is that collar? It's around your neck, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. That's true.
And what's these around your wrists when you're wearing that suit jacket? Huh? Are those cuffs? Are they? So you're walking around with cuffs around your wrists and a collar around your neck, and you think that you're not a slave?
Yeah, that's a very good point. It's interesting. Very good.
This is one of many, many ways that we're saturated by it, essentially. It's like a medieval pool party out there in a neo-fiefdom, Judge Dredd type Agenda 21, Monsanto-governed future that is going to be all very good for everybody and the growth of tumor cells.
Yeah, absolutely, right? And you'll have seven fingers by tomorrow morning and cauliflower coming out of your nose, but hey, everything's wonderful. Sun's coming up, right?
Hey, imagine how much faster you could type with seven fingers. You know, you got to look on the bright side, yeah?
Yeah, right.
You'll be able to blog almost like at 25% extra efficiency, I guarantee, if you learn how to use them.
Yeah, there you go. They're not just... for what? How many fingers do they have? How many toes does a sloth have? I think they have seven, don't they? Isn't there a seven-toed sloth or something? Seven fingers or seven toes are not just for sloths anymore, something like that. I had a couple people from the state of New Hampshire on yesterday on my show, Vinny, and they were talking about the crap going on up there with UN Agenda 21, and And they were telling me that the local public television station came to one of these meetings that these communitarians were putting on, and they told them, now it was a public meeting, but they told them it was a non-public public meeting.
This same thing going on here, the exact same thing. We had a group of ministers, community leaders, doctors, lawyers, politicians, representatives, etc. You know, the cream of the crop, the people who are supposed to be looking out for communities and stuff like that, get invited, but not just invited, paid specifically $100 cash by the government to attend this little meeting of theirs, and they give them free piss and free food. Get them a little bit sloshed, and they got an extra $100 in their pocket, and then they give them a presentation about how they're going to save the community by remodeling a whole bunch of homes. And they go, well, that sounds really good. Yeah, absolutely. And we'll also give you a substantial chunk of the land that these homes are actually on at the moment. They're like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. So here's what happened. They all agreed to it. And then the houses start to be remodeled by being cut off their support struts, dumped on a truck, and then sold to somebody elsewhere in the country, and then selling the land to private investors from China and other places.
Well, that just sounds like it's a new way of doing business. That's all. I don't know why people would object to that. Why should anybody be upset with that? Listen, I was watching this video this afternoon, Vinny, on Detroit. Have you ever looked at any of the videos of what Detroit looks like now in 2012?
I saw videos of downtown Baghdad during the invasion. Apparently, they're quite similar.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was curious, sir, because, you know, I think that's kind of the direction we're heading. The green ghettos they're assembling for all of us to live in will look similar to Detroit when they're done. I'm sure of that.
We can call, like, green ghetto, like, ghetto. We can call them regrettos.
There you go.
Because they're big on recycling. So wait. So it's a recycling green ghetto, yeah, a regretto.
Oh, man, I am telling you, you can't make this crap up. You really can't make it up. The non-public public meeting. I went to a meeting like that once, held by last year, as a matter of fact, one of the local elected schmucks. I went to the meeting and I was handing stuff out on UN Agenda 21, and they were all upset afterwards. They wanted to know who was handing that stuff out, and they claimed that their meeting wasn't a public meeting. The elected official who announced that he would be holding this meeting and the public was welcome said, well, no, it was a legislative event, he said. And those weren't public meetings, even though they invited the public. They're just events.
Well, they're just liars, essentially, and that's what criminals do. They just lie, because if they told the truth, they wouldn't be able to get away with whatever crime they're acting, because crimes are things that you can really only get away with if you remain above suspicion. Do you understand what I mean? If you're a murderer and you've buried a body in the woods, no cop comes knocking at your door, you're actually kind of safe, aren't you, because you've kind of gotten away with it. But as soon as you do have a cop knocking at your door asking what was your whereabouts on that night, you're suddenly all of a sudden freaking out and just going, oh, my God, I'm going to get caught and stuff like that. That's what these people are. They're basically just a bunch of real criminal, murdering, psychopathic scumbags who are attempting to cover up all of their various eclectic crimes. And they've developed very specific and effective methodologies for doing this, for crowd control, manipulation, misdirection, and general scumbaggery as well.
Yep. I kind of like that scumbaggery, that little word you've coined there, Vinny. I was listening to you say that the other night. Yeah.
Apparently, I didn't come up with it. Some dude in the Urban Dictionary, like, I'd never heard of it before I said it. And nobody else has heard it or anything like that, except from me saying it and whatever. But it's interesting nonetheless. Did you know that like the telescope was invented by 9 people on the same night on opposite ends of the Earth?
No, I never heard that before.
No, so it's a remarkable invention, great fact, and it's like we're all linked together. So for some reason or another, on opposite ends of the Earth, a whole bunch of people came up with the concept of scumbaggery.
Interesting. Well, it works. It is a perfect adjective, isn't it, to describe these little sleaze bags?
It can also be used as a noun.
That they are. They're little hate mongers, aren't they? They're with their little 311s and their 1488s and their 18s and their 33/6s. And they want you to let them know if you see those symbols, Vince. So I'll give you a link. If you see those symbols, please notify the ADL at hate-symbols@adl.org.
So. Oh, my God. I presume a swastika is up there.
Oh, well, I'm sure these numbers add up to it one way or another, right?
Well, they've got symbols that they hate, right? Have they got like a whole page of symbols that I hate? And I find that real funny. An anti-defamation league has a list of things that connote hate.
Absolutely. They're the deciders of it, too. So that's even better yet. They're the deciders, to use George Bush's term, decider. They're the decider.
I.e. the dictator, in other words.
Yes.
I know more than you. And ergo, I am going to tell you what to do, and you're going to shut up about it. Okay? That's called a dictator. And if you don't shut up about it, we're going to have you bumped off some.
Yep. Listen, I hear the cue music. We're going to hit a break. Vinnie Eastwood is on with me for the first hour this afternoon. Don't change that dial. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, my website, 3 words, The Unsolicited Opinion. I'll link to all of Vinnie's websites on mine back in 3. This is Orion Talk Radio Network. Everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Orion Talk Radio Network. And my guest today is Vinnie Eastwood, and he has a radio show as well, The Vinnie Eastwood Show. And all of his websites I'm going to link to on mine, theunsolicitedopinion.com, thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, guerrillamedia.co.nz, americanfreedomradio.com is where you can hear his show. And, you know, because I had screwed it up in the beginning, so we had like 10 minutes of silence today, not deliberately, inadvertently. You didn't really get much chance to talk too much about yourself and who you are and what you're talking about. So why don't you go ahead, because I know you're only with me for the first hour because you're going to be doing your own show. So go ahead, Vinnie, please.
How many minutes have we got?
We have about 10, actually, before I boot you off, before I give you the old bums rush out the door.
That's good, because my show starts in about 12 minutes, so that's fine. And today I'll be interviewing Andrew Brasago. You may have heard him on Coast to Coast AM, the guy who's the time travel kind of experiment dude, you know, the guy who got sent back in time as a child several times during these secret projects run by the CIA and DARPA and saw George Bush and George H.W. Bush being told that they would be president someday and walking around cafes saying, hey, me and my daddy are going to be president someday, you know, just laughing about it sort of thing. So that's going to be an interesting interview today.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Okay, so you're familiar with Coast to Coast?
I am, but I don't know this fellow who's a time traveler, but I know Coast to Coast, yeah.
Okay. You're familiar with Coast to Coast. You're familiar with Alex Jones?
Oh, yeah.
And you're familiar with Bill Hicks?
That name is familiar, but not as...
Bill Hicks or George Carlin?
Well,
George Carlin, perhaps?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're familiar with Rupert Murdoch?
Yes, I do know who he is.
News Corp. Okay. I'm about kind of as close as you could get to a merger of the four personalities in a lot of ways. So I've got the industriousness of Rupert Murdoch and the wants to build media kind of thing, and I've got the big kind of ego and stuff like that Alex Jones does. It allows him to go out to bloody Bilderberg meetings and bullhorn them and stuff like that. No fear, nothing like that. Just taking it into the teeth of the enemy. You know, you can watch my videos. I've been doing this more than like nearly 5 years now in total. Going out, cameras in the streets, ambushing scum, asking them questions. The media won't do it. Going to public meetings that virtually nobody turns up with, revealing really important information, and then filming it and then uploading it so that people have records of these public meetings that are available online for scrutiny. And I've made over 11 different DVDs and stuff like that. Anyway, back to the personality profiling. George Norrie as well. He told me when I interviewed him on my show that. If you want to stay a really good person, if you want to get really big and still stay a good person with a lot of grace, as George Norrie is, you have to keep talking to the people that you're broadcasting to. You know, he says that everywhere he's going, he's always talking to ordinary people and what their life is like and actually tries to listen and care, sort of thing. And that's how he's maintained his basically his audience and be the best radio show host in the world, in my opinion. At the very least, I think second, nearly the first top officially radio show host in America. And so kind of I want a gun for his position because I've got a lot of ambition. You know, and the last one, of course, is George Carlin. Now, George Carlin is famed because he's just freaking hilarious, because he looks at all these really, really dastardly, terrible, freaky situations that are really complicated and don't make any sense, and he just demystifies them very, very quickly and makes them incredibly funny. Okay, and so in a way, what he does is he turns the fear that comes from ignorance into a laughter that comes from knowledge. So these are the things, these are the personality types and things like that that I've drawn upon in some ways, and in other ways I've turned to go, no. But I'm none of these people. I'm me, okay? And all I'm trying to do is just kind of, through creative analogy, attempt to show people just parts of my personality and how I sort of operate. I'm also an inventor. I come up with all sorts of devices and all over the place for doing crazy stuff. For example, you know how you can get a crane shot? Well, what you do is you get your tripod, you stick the three legs together, and then you put your camera on the very end, you extend the neck out, and you have a pole boom, okay? And you can just... roll that over the crowds during the protest, and you have what looks like a perfectly good little helicopter shot. It's a little technique, and it's nobody else thought of it. Nobody else seems to be doing it. But these are things that just occur to me, whereas they don't occur to other people. And as a direct result of my creativity, my ambition, my ego, my willingness to get out there and do what is necessary to promote all these people who are talking about these important issues that people should hear about but will never hear about in mainstream news, I could arguably say I'm New Zealand's number one most visited and known conspiracy theorist at this point. And I've only been doing it 5 years, and we've had some very, very big conspiracy theorists and stuff like that in New Zealand. And by the way, conspiracy theorist is a person who believes that there are powerful people who have a lot of influence who use their power to maintain or expand their influence. That's my definition of it. So
I like that definition.
In general, like they're correct. That. As opposed to a coincidence theorist who thinks everything happens by accident and there's no such thing as a backroom deal or a secret or a lie.
Oh, yeah, no, there's none of that stuff going on. Nothing to see here. Just keep on stepping. Just saints. Saints abound, that's all. Just angels walk amongst us, right, Vinny?
Yeah. Living with your head in the clouds, as it were. And the other part of what I'm doing is I'm attempting to, you know who G. Edward Griffin is, wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island?
Yes.
Okay, well, I interviewed him once, and his first time interviewing me, I told him who I am and what I do, and he decides to put me on the G. Edward Griffin's Hall of Honor, okay, alongside people like Sheriff Richard Mack and Catherine Austin Fitz and, Alex Jones and all of these huge, huge people who are basically the leaders in the prime cream of the crop of the truth movement. And he puts me at number 12 on the list. And I was like, whoa, it just shows you I can make an impression.
Yes, you can. You get noticed, Vinny, huh?
I'm 6'4". It's hard not to notice me. And also, this is why I've decided to just place myself right in the spotlight, right in the public eye, because I'm a shameless self-promoter. I'm a salesperson by trade. So what I've found is that there's a whole bunch of activists and truthers and people like that out there who are very, very humble people who have great ideas, great products and stuff like that they can get out there, but they don't have the shamelessness and the ego that it takes to actually get it out there. You know what I'm saying? One idea is great. One device is great. But if you cannot sell it, if you cannot get it out there, then there's no point, because it won't accomplish anything if nobody's got it. You know what I'm saying? So that's part of my motivation, is to help all these people, people like yourself, even Maggie, radio show hosts, YouTubers, bloggers, and all of these other people that do the similar things to me or with other businesses, to help get them a larger audience, to help them grow in their desired fields, but also to make sure that they understand that this is not a game and you have to commit fully, kind of like it's like jumping off a cliff. You have to believe entirely before you do it. And I'm sorry, Maggie, my studio is calling me.
I got to cut you loose because we're going to hit the break and you got to go and do your own show. Hey, thanks for joining me. We won't say modesty when we describe you, though, but you don't need to be modest if you want to get the stuff done. You need to know what you got, right?
Yeah, well, you just need to care about people, I think. And I sacrifice every single day my time, my effort to help people who can't help themselves in a lot of ways. Most of the people don't know how to do their videos or radio shows, but I do. So I give you the opportunity to do it with me, and I'll show you the ropes. All right, so listen, thank you very much.
You do a great job, Vinny. Thank you.
I've really got to go, Maggie. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, everybody. Listen, Vinny Eastwood, I'll put all the links to his show. He's a funny guy, and he uses humor, which I think is a novel way, really, of getting his point across. He uses a lot of humor and laughs at these scumbaggers, and I think that's a good way to do it. And that's why, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, even though 10 minutes was silence, we had a 10-minute moment of silence. I mentioned Ramsey Paul because he's so funny, using humor to mock out the cultural Marxists. And Vinny does the same thing, too. He really does a great show. Anyway, listen. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name's Maggie Rodden. I have another guest coming up afterwards, and he's going to talk about how they are incrementally sealing off our public parks from us. Another angle to UN Agenda 21. You think it belongs to you? It really doesn't. Nothing belongs to you. Anyway, listen. Back in 5 minutes, top of the hour break. This is the Unsolicited Opinion here on Orion Talk Radio Network.